Beginning the current daf, Masechta is getting the daf Yud Beis again. Amud Aleph. Beginning Tes Masta. Begin with the words of the Gemara. First words on the Amud that Amemer and some say it was Rav Papa that said that as the Masechta says Dimalehi. Maybe it's not the case. I can tell you that each one would hold the opposite in regard to the Machlekes of the Halacha of Tavis Machayiv and Makshach Ablachem. And here it's specific. Which basically says the Chuyiv Amri. This is only what's called just pushing away the proof. That's not really that's the ultimate truth, because Rav Papa Islam, he actually holds explicitly Tavis Machim Makshach is Loikana. So when he's quoting this opinion of the Mandomana holds that Loikana, that maybe it's not the case, maybe they really hold it is Kana, and here it's different because Ibayim Afkali Nachse, that's not really true because he really holds that it's not Kana. Makes just not the beginning of the Gemara. No, the difference is, yeah, the Rabban hold that you can't be Zaycha, really would hold that you could be Zaycha. But here, it's because there's a pasuk Lois Lakid La'ani, which tells us that Lois Lakid Lo'i La'ani. That's what says, I'm going to say, L'mandam Perikam, the Timur, according to the one who holds the first Perikam, the Timur, the Dal, Bez Kol Mesut, the Rechman Lois Abin. Anything that the Torah tells you not to do, if you did it, it is effective, and can come to Ani. So why does the poor person not acquire? Yeah, the Torah tells you not to do it, but if you already did it, he should acquire. He says, no, the Hacha Basa Lois Lakid. Once it says Lois Lakid, Siv L'ani, B'Lagir Taz Avesim, says to leave it for the pauper and for the Ger, Mashmah L'Kani, something tells you, no, that he's not acquired, and it's going to go to the poor person that's going to come next. But then it says, so you should learn of him here in general. That you lift up something that's Hefker, which is Metzia, like over here, Peya, which is Hefker for the poor people, for your friend, that he does not acquire it, because that's what's happening over here. Yishem says what he says. Now the Hacha Svaru, who hear this logic, Shlo Yitzach the Tegel Ani, Torah does not give the rights to the Ani, Mashal Kolechem Lakul Teragatme, and only what each person picks up for himself, and that's why you cannot be Kain Lachaver. But actually, Torah says Lo Avchizim Mefarash Hacha, the Tamei Rabbani explains the reason Rabban Mashem the Tevez Bachav Lekani. Actually, Ikalamei the Hacha Yol, if you could say that actually learns it from over here, that this is the source of Lekani. Next, Torah says the beginning of the Gemara, Eved Nami, Bedlei Safik, which this was the Gemara's question. On what we, you know, seemingly you can infer from the Halacha of our Mishnah, according to Rabbanan, that the Rav could tell his Eved, I say, Imi ve'in izanach. But the Gemara says, no, we're talking about Sai Mesidecha Lemezen Nesecha, where, you know, not that you work for me and I'm not going to feed you, use your work for your own food. Then the Gemara says, wait a second, then in the case of the woman, is also, then why wouldn't it work? So the Gemara says, oh, it's not sufficient funds for her. So that's what the Gemara is question, which plays the Maskel. Evan Amr Lay Safik. Evan also is also where it's not sufficient. And then this place we're going to say, Adam Shem Delay Safik, so what's the Gemara's question? So what, you think because it's not enough for him, you hear Rabbi Chaim Lazarin, the bastard should have to feed him? But and he still can't tell him, go use your handiwork to feed yourself? Why should he be obligated to feed the slave? You go work for yourself. But Kasha Allah in the comments, also difficult the wording that the Gemara says in its answer, it says, oh, Abda Denom Kavese Lay Shave. Oh, a slave that, you know, the bread that he eats for his stomach is not worth. And what does the master and his mistress need him for? Which Tais says, how will they learn the Gemara should explicitly. Then the Gemara's answer is, the Lemachayim Lazan doesn't have to feed him. Give him an Amalek. Same as the Tais and Zagmi. Just told him, use your own, you know, handiwork to feed yourself. So then Marie Dari says, the Saga Daitach, that you would have thought to say like this. The Regilis, who, what's normal is, Sheevet Asma Helech Mevedes Rabbi, that the servant will, the slave will ultimately go back and serve his master. I feel like Sha'amale, even when he tells him, Seiman Zekhman Zin Zekhman, go ahead, you know, go work yourself and go feed yourself. He'll still go come back to the master and serve the master. Ah, Shemacha Be'el Lema, therefore the Gemara thought to say, Dolei Safik, when it's not enough, She Yishayib Him Zayns, he should actually be obligated to feed him. Why? Because my slave is serving him. Shemacha Mahatli Beloshin Zed, that's what the Gemara responded in that. In this unique type of wording from the Gemara's answer, Avdinam Krezi Lejav Vehulu. In other words, Lachi Kamal Leel, meaning to tell us that yeah, even though he's working for me, but it's not worth the food that he's eating. Why should I feed him? Lachi Kamal. That's what the Gemara started off by saying. Oh, Shmamino, you see from the Lachav Amishto, Yochel Rav Leim LeEved Asay Imi Ben Zanav. You see that we see that if he wants to not feed him, because he's allowed to. The Gemara wanted to say, oh, not stam not feed him, even if he makes him work for me not feed him. Because that filler might read the Amalit say, may say, because even in the beginning, say, where do you see that? Where do you see that Maybe he's not telling him that you'll work for me and I'm not going to feed you. Maybe he's saying you use your own handiwork for feeding yourself. Yeah, but Mekamakim still. Kivin as Tais explained, that's what the Gemara's having is since my season be working for him. He would still obligated to feed him. If not for the fact that he could. As the Gemara ultimately explains that terminology means that you could say, I say, imi, ve'enizanach. And void more of the Sulgadaiti, the Gemara thought to say the Maribale, that's actually where he didn't tell him. Dumidisha, similar to the case of the woman, the Belay Safik, because when it's not sufficient is Loy Shchiach. That's not really something that would be common. Meaning because if you wanted to explain the Gemara, I mean if you wanted to explain the Halacha of the Mishnah, that he's telling him the lesser example of Sema Stegel and the Secha, well, that obviously, then you would have to say, what does it mean? Doesn't have to feed him. He's working for himself. Would mean that what he's earning is not enough to feed the Evan himself, and that's what he's saying. Oh, the master doesn't have to feed him for that extra. That's what Taisa says. That no, that's like shchiach, because generally an Evan has enough for their work to provide for themselves, and therefore the Gemara preferred to explain the halacha of the Mishnah. That obviously you could see the bigger chiddush that even work for me, and I'm not gonna feed you. Not to say like by the woman delay suffer, because like we're saying l'shchich, that's not common by them. So that's a second approach to explain why the Gemara's havamina starting off was that you could say asayim ben yizanach is these two approaches, either because if you would only allow tzei ma'aseh derem zan secha, then the master would still have to feed him because the ma'aseh derem is still working for him, and from this that he doesn't have to feed him obviously is where he tells him asayim ben yizanach. And therefore, even when he tells him tzei ma'aseh derem zan secha, and the eved works for him, he won't have to feed him. Or the second approach, which is like because it's not a common thing to believe that an eved wouldn't have enough, and that would the only way you would explain it if it's the lesser case of tzei ma'aseh derem zan secha. Then he says, with the words of the Gemara, well, what's the difference? If you tell me that. Meaning, well, what's the specific halacha of Ari Miklat to say that he doesn't have to feed him? What would be unique about that? As Tais explains, Pierce, what's the Gemara's question? If you say Yochel, if you say the halacha of he could say Asayim Ibn Zanach, Ash, mean Ari Miklat. So you teach me something unique about Ari Miklat. Even the Torah says you have to provide for him, you have to provide for him more than normal. Even so, Yochel Rav Lehman, he could tell him, no, Asayim Ibn Zanach, which is a huge chiddush. Because that's for its basic livelihood. I'm learning how to do it, but for excess, which is the only way you could explain the other way of tzeimetz nechlem zayin secha, l'mashmalei, d'mashum b'chai tabad d'fatidei. It doesn't make sense that the word b'chai should obligate you even more than what's normal. And therefore, that's why the Gemara is saying this question specifically based on what we're saying. Next time, the Gemara is saying, so you're saying the Seif is teaching you, oh, and if there is enough, so then he could tell her, Tzimas Nechlas in the Secha. So the Gemara's question, Misapekas, my lememo, what do I have to tell me with Misapekas? So here also, Tzimas explains the Gemara's question. Yeah, if you say, Kulob, the Safka, it's all talking about where it's enough. So tell the Sefer, the Amalah, so the Sefer that says where he tells her this halacha, which, yeah, it's not a Chiddush, but that's like Luya Reisha, that's coming to teach us Chiddush regarding the Reisha, Dari Beloy Amalah, where he doesn't tell her, he doesn't tell her this. That would be a chiddush that you have to feed her. In that type of case, even if her handiwork really is enough for her. But if he doesn't tell her, fine. So, okay, once we're saying that, so we'll say the safe, which obviously is not really a chiddush in its own right. But Abel Hashem, now the Mekmer Reisha, Leisav Kedei, explain the Reisha when it's not enough. And that's why he has to feed her. So what's the safe only teaching? That, oh, they could tell her, yeah, use your handiwork to feed yourself. I remember what you have to say. Of course, go feed yourself. You have enough to provide for yourself. So but that's what the Gemara's question is. The next test master begin with the words the Gemara, Masaba, and the other master, no, you can't say, I say, Imi Ben Zan. I bought the Gemara, just that we learned that he could tell him, or let me go free. Meaning, Tais is just explaining that love davka is not precise. What it means to say is, meaning, you know, you can't tell me I should work for you and not feed myself. It just means it, not that you have to free me, but me and my handwork will go for myself. Come on, like a free person that works for himself. So that he could tell him, either provide for me or let me go free. Why? Because then some people will see and they'll have mercy on me. And that's only by a free person. Now, Hekshar Rav Yitzchok ben Rav Meir says, the Perakah Shaleach, the Gemara later on the Blamazam and Beis, Gabi Evet Shanishba. The Evet slave that was taken captive, Pado Yisrael Acher, and another Jew, a different, not the owner himself, different Jew redeemed him. Shemin Lo Yipcho. Similarly, we have the exact opposite of this Machlik Zub Shimon Rabbanan. Their opinions are opposite over there. Why? Because the Kamer Rabbanan say, Lo Yishtabed. He's not going to be enslaved, Lele Rabbanan, Lele Rabbanan, not to the original master, not to his new one that redeemed him. Why? Rabbanan, Lele, second master, not to Halashem Macharin Parke. He redeemed him to be a free person, not to enslave him. And the Rabbi Rishon Loi, and not for the first master, because Dilma Mimla Perikim, because people are not going to redeem him. So we see that people are not Merachim on Avadim, meaning it's only if he's a free person. Not what they say over here, that they hold, no, Man Merachim Ab Nechari, Eben Amarachim Merachim. Yet Rabbi Shimon believes him, he holds the opposite of what he holds over here. He says, Kishim Shemitz lived as Abedachar, just like Mitzvah redeemed free people, Kach Mitzvah lived as Abedam, as Avadim, it's a Mitzvah to redeem slaves, and therefore the guy will remain the slave. By foot, he says over here that people don't have mercy on slaves. So Rav Meir Deri says the Mishnah will somebody he holds till in the pidyon that Gemara over there regarding redemption. Parkalate fe, yeah, people would redeem more even if a person's eved shleit ma ben avik kacham because we don't want them to get assimilated amongst the idol worshippers. As Rabban Zabe they hold till in mezayin is no regarding our sugya to feed a person. Menachem Leite the people had more compassion for Yemas, but we don't want them to die from hunger. And begam kolecha yilamat lechem. Everyone has to give him just a little bit of bread. The pidyon, the garment, the Gemara over there, and the shaleach. Where you have to redeem, so that requires a lot of money. We have them together, and therefore they would not have mercy. So it's not a contradiction. Next, this has to begin with the Gemara. Rab says, someone sanctifies the hands of his servant. So this whole halacha that what the eved has to do, he borrows, he eats, etc., etc. Now, so it says Garcia, that's the girsa like we've already on the different masal. Meaning, we don't have the girsa which was brought. Some have the girsa Makdish Avne, not Yidei Avne, but someone sanctifies his slave. Because actually, the Hussein is Lacheris. There, it's not that his handiwork is hektish. The slave goes free then. Kedam Rabbi Shlech, like Rab says later on, when he says he should be hektish, it actually means he should be part of the holy nation, meaning he becomes a free person, becomes a yid. And this is the time we begin to say, just ask us to take a second look. It says, just like our Gemara when it's saying that he's sanctifying the hand of his slave. I mean, then we say, that the hands are holy for their work that they provide. So, why? If you sanctify the whole slave also, that he's sanctifying the whole slave for his work, meaning his mouth for his speech, his hands for his handiwork, his legs to go. That's also considered like we say at the end of the first break, the days. So, he says, this far with logic would dictate like his intention is not to sanctify him for his work, because there's differences in his work. Because the mouth, the hands, the feet, they're not all the same type of work. Because therefore, it would make sense that it should be uniform to the Shachar. It's one idea to free him. That's all the same idea. Or, you know, here's something, another person could say, it's Hasim Kishmak, there's Abdi Stam, when he sanctifies just unspecific his slave. Mashmi Yisrael Mahapa Am Kaddish sounds more like making part of the holy people. Because the Halam Malachal Kamar doesn't say anything about his work. Makdash the Abdi, but regarding our Gemara over here, regarding sanctifying the hands of a servant. Obviously sanctifying his handiwork, because the Lashak can't say it another way, you can't just sanctify someone's hands. It can't be his hands part of the Jewish people, not the rest. And therefore that's the difference between these two different teachings of Rav.